Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Coming up, new GOP border security bill removes border fences. We'll look at some of the richest 80 people in the world and how they made their wealth. 35 of them are American citizens. Courthouse News reports DOJ asked a judge to put BP fine at $11 billion. Drone flies through congressional hearing. A drone crashes carrying methamphetamine. That's just some of what's coming up today. Monsanto earnings fall 34% after a year of global protest. Also, top five natural antihistamines. If you're sick of being on stuff like Claritin D or Zyrtec D that makes you higher than a kite, we'll break that down as well. Right now, let's go to your calls. Stefan, Debbie, Riley, Howard, Rick, and others. Stefan in New York, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I have a quick comment because I heard you guys talking about this, so I frantically tried to call you guys. No one is really talking about, all right, if you want to carry a firearm and you want to drive around, you have to, you can't leave it a surprise where when a cop says, oh, can I get your registration from your glove box? You go, oh, okay, let me reach for my glove box where there's a gun inside. You know what I mean? You can't leave. You have to tell the officer, listen, if you're carrying it, you know, legally, you have to at least address to the officer first, okay, I'm going to reach for my registration. I do have a firearm in my glove box. Would you like me to show identification for it? And so on. If you leave it a complete surprise, you have to understand these cops that
Oh, I totally agree with you that they didn't know the, quote, procedure to not get shot when you have a gun by the police. I mean, really, when you get the concealed carry, you get a red carpet treatment because they know you've been vetted, background checked, gone through the training, and they know that statistically the lowest crime rate out there is concealed weapons carriers nationwide. In fact, it's just unbelievable because you're law-abiding, so you're wanting to go out there and jump through the hoops, even though it's unconstitutional, to do it. It shows the group that is... In fact, concealed carry in articles I've seen have lower crime rates than off-duty police officers. So that's a very, very low crime rate right there. The problem is once they get everybody to get concealed carries, they can then change the concealed carry laws and turn a right into a privilege. I used to be a big critic of concealed carry, but now it's moving towards open carry and just the Second Amendment. So I was somewhat wrong about concealed carry all these years. I now intend to get it. Because it's actually evolved into more of a Second Amendment in most states. So we're winning the fight overall. It's very, very exciting. The problem is they're going to pull some big false flags to try to demonize the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, and I'm prepared for that because I also do have my concealed and carry. And to be honest, there was a story where I was driving from Florida to Georgia, and me and my brother, we were picking up a brand-new pickup truck, and we're driving in a Volkswagen that really only cost about $3,000. Right, and here we are driving with $15,000 cash. We have I look like I'm Mexican because I'm dark. So here you have people with New York accents driving from Florida with Florida plates with New York accents. They look dark. They have $15,000 cash on them. I got pulled over for tint because my tints were too dark. And what happened was I was packing at the time. And what happened was what kept me from getting shot because I saw. This cop, once he saw the money, he took a step back and he was like, okay, what the heck is going on in this car? And I let him know. I said, officer, we're buying a pickup truck. We have me and my brother and I, we both have firearms on us. We both have permits to carry these firearms. You know, well, point is that you have to comply with these officers. If you leave it a surprise and you leave it up to an element of surprise to these cops, it's going to...
Well, the key is being calm and communicating. That then de-escalates and makes them not so nervous. I think it's a balance, though. The public needs to think about how to engage the police, and the police need to, you know, not drink too much coffee and then go out and kill people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see all the latest breaking news and top stories. Texas cops jail woman for walking without a license. You cannot make that up. We're going to be breaking that story down at the bottom of the hour. Doomsday clock set to move 1 minute closer to midnight. We're going to be going over that. I already covered this and played the clip last hour. Sleeping Illinois police officer says it's illegal to record a police officer in public. Senator Schumer says sleeper cells might make bombs with household items. So now stuff under your sink may be terrorist. That is just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Freedom of speech. Boston mayor bans bad-mouthing of Olympics. And Facebook says they will filter out what they deem to be fake news. Anyone, I guess, criticizing Zuckerberg, who met with the communist Chinese last month to decide how to censor the U.S. Internet. I mean, that was in the news. He met with them to learn how they censored. And now, oh, that's what China says. They censor what they call fake news, and then they go further. They arrest who they call fake news. So cops are saying you can't videotape them in public, and Zuckerberg wants to censor the internet. Does this sound like a free country? So we need the good police to speak out against this and say, no, you do have a right to film in public and to not go along with this. But it's not just the police. They're at the bottom of the political rung. We need to target politically the tyrants above them, the corrupt judges, the corrupt congressmen and women, the legislatures, the city councils, the mayors. We need to target them and call them out for the thugs they are. They need to be sued for a civil rights violation. This mayor telling people you better not criticize, telling city employees, even in your off time, you don't criticize by voice or on your Facebook or Twitter, the Olympics coming here. Or we'll fire you. You have no free speech when you work for the government. Man, that's crazy. That's not a free society. That's a system that wants to tell us to shut up and tell us what to do. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. I am retired New York police. I did 20 years. I retired in 2012. But I watched that video, and I have to say, I do agree with you. The cop definitely overreacted. But I have to say that in his defense, that we are trained to, you know, call the plate into headquarters and get a run back on the driver and whatnot before you exit the cruiser even. So they may have been given information through headquarters that the suspect was a criminal or maybe had a warrant.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I mean, they knew that one of the people had the driver reportedly had a criminal record, so they were already paranoid. And I don't know why they opened the glove compartment with a gun in it to get the registration out. I mean, obviously the cops are going to flip out when you do that. But then at that point, the guy put his hands up, the cop flipped out and killed him. So I don't think it's premeditated murder, but I mean, you just can't execute people because you get scared, in my view, when their hands are up.
No, I agree. I agree totally. It was really a bad judgment call.
Well, here's the good news out of the whole sad event. Al Sharpton's not going to be able to create race riots out of this because the officer basically initiating it is black. I think it's a great illustration, though it's sad, that this is about people being scared, not about racial issues. Because black cops shoot white people all the time. It doesn't become a big issue because there isn't a George Soros movement to hype it up. Let me ask you this question as a retired police officer. What do you think about the fact that George Soros bragged last week and they released the documents that his Open Society group that helped fund the overthrow of Ukraine is now openly trying to finance anti-police demonstrations? I mean, clearly he's doing that for some end game rule. Is he testing to see if they can start civil unrest? Then Obama can come in and act like a savior? Or what do you think the plan is? Because George Soros, more than anybody, calls the shots in the White House.
Well, I would agree that they're definitely trying to make Obama look like the savior saint. Isn't that what every crisis has become, that he runs in as the savior? Let me tell you, this is why I resigned in 2012. My uncle and a friend of mine who was a Fed both told me what was going to happen down the line and advised me if you got to 20 in to get out before it becomes worse. And that's exactly why I did it. But yeah,
we were told from federal sources in 2012 and 13, and we're on record with the Northeast Intelligence Group, Hagman on the show, who also had similar sources saying that was coming. This is very interesting. Tell me specifically what your family members that were feds or are feds told you was coming 3 years ago.
I was told that Obama was going to get reelected. Now, when I was retiring, it was around April. And I said, I don't know about that. But I listened. And he told me, he says, the militarization is going to get worse. And, you know, you should get out now and get your pension before you could possibly lose it. I really wasn't completely convinced, But it scared me enough. And then, of course, then I started listening to you. And that woke me right up.
Did your family members that are feds, did they retire or are they trying to retire now?
Oh, no. Some of them are still on. Yeah. Yeah, some of them are still on. But
what did you think when family members that are feds started telling you this?
I was scared. I got to be honest. I was scared. You really don't know how to handle it at first because on the job, everything's quiet. You're not informed as well as you think you are. So when you hear it, you kind of take it with a grain of salt. Do you know what I mean?
So you were compartmentalized, but now it's all unfolding. They militarized the police. Big banks help shipping the drugs, launder the money. Society starts to break down. They have the MTV crowd promote race war and attacking police. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then the feds at the top criticize the very police that have been militarized by them. And the answer is more federalization, more globalization. Did your family members that are feds tell you anything else?
They gave me a lot more information. They informed me about the light bulbs, the appliances, all the stuff that you also talk about. And back then, this was probably around when I started hearing it, around 2010. And I found it hard to believe, but I'm really glad that I did listen.
Believe me, I found it hard to believe 10 years ago in MIT publications, and they said that, you know, the new null light bulbs are going to interface with computers, they're going to have data over power line. And then 6 years ago, I saw them start putting them in police departments and not telling the cops that it was data over power line. Now they admit that they're doing it. And now it's rolling out with the new TVs where they control the appliances in your house to make it a more fun, you know, viewing experience. I mean, they're rolling it all out like it's cutesy. You can just see how they're doing it, and it's so Orwellian. Did they tell you anything else?
God, there was just so much that I was told about. I'm sorry that my mind is a little bit of a blank, but I do want to tell you about the smart meters. They put one on my home down in Maryland, and I had a complete fit. I called them to get it taken off. And they said that the state of Maryland, I have to pay a $75 fee to opt out and then $17 a month fee to not be part of the smart meter clan.
So they're going to penalize you to do that as if it costs $17 to have a human come read it. And again, if it was just a wireless system just giving that data, it wouldn't be an issue. They admit the four companies that put these out have standardized a system that scans and grabs all your other wireless data. It is a spy hub. Now, we've had the victory nationwide that most states and cities have put in the opt-out. Austin, Texas has done it as well. But you shouldn't be penalized for the fact that they're trying to put a spy hub on your house.
When I said that to them, they told me, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with the meter. It's a safe meter. They even had a repair guy come out and tell me how safe the meter was. I said, I don't care. I want it off my house, period.
Well, I mean, we can argue if the high-powered Wi-Fi is bad for you, but you can't argue they've been catching them all over the country, using them to game how you're charged and to, in some cases, double charge you. You always pay more. They always screw you over with them, but you sometimes double. And then also, California promised they wouldn't do it. Now three states are doing it, including California. They will control your thermostats during peak times and not let you have the energy you need. What do you make of that?
That's why I was totally against it. I was floored. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't want them controlling anything in my house. If I want to keep my heat at 70, that's my business.
Absolutely. Well, it's all part of this argument. There's not enough energy. We got to conserve. No, the model is false scarcity. Artificial scarcity. They're going to cut what you get and then charge you more. You're going to get a 200-square-foot apartment and pay what a 1,000-foot would have been. This is their own admissions. Screw job on top of screw job on top of screw job, where we accept less. Telling Africans, you don't get a car air conditioning. Not, we're going to get you a clean car and clean air conditioning. No, you don't get development. And this is called liberal. God bless you, ma'am. People like you, Debbie, should create a nom de plume and write about your experiences, a pen name, create a YouTube channel. See yourself as a leader and reach out to others. We need everybody that's aware of what's going on to tell others. And we can stop this program. I have a report today where they've come out and admitted, yes, the government's using everything in your house. It was a master plan to control you, and we're designated as the enemy. By who? By foreign banks that have seized the federal government. Does that mean everybody in the federal government's bad? No. It means bad guys, like Nazi Germany, are in charge. Was every German bad? No. But Hitler was.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, it's InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to your phone calls. Rick, and then Howard, and then Riley, David, Josh, and many others. Rick, from Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
I'm here. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I wanted to make a brief statement. I felt like the initial officer in the New Jersey case elevated or escalated the situation. Here in Texas, and I live in the Big Bend, my experience, even watching police videos, is a calm officer who takes control of the situation can, I guess, catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And I think the screaming and the yelling and the gun pointing, I really kind of just, I think it threw a frenzy into the passengers of the vehicle, and it probably wouldn't have resulted in a death, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, cops pointing guns at you and screaming at you and getting hysterical, okay, one guy had a criminal record. Okay, it was a gun in the glove compartment. Okay, the hands are up. You know, you just killed somebody. And I'm telling you, I don't hate the police officers individually, but this will come back on them by living in this society. The reality is, this is why people fear the police and why they're upset with them, is they see stuff like this. And the defense of stuff like this only creates more hatred for police, which the system is then going to capitalize on to cause a civil war in this country. And that's the plan, confirmed now, George Soros involved in it. And the average cop does not act like this. The problem is he will probably get off. He will not get in trouble for this until he does it again. People say, well, don't second guess, you haven't been out there. I can see what's going on in this video. And all I'm saying is the public sees this as well. So what do you think should be done to this officer?
Well, you know, it'll go through internal review, and it'll show that he protected himself and he was doing his job, and I don't see anything, you know, and I'm not a pessimist. In this particular scenario, I kind of compare it to similar situations where, the guy got out of the car, even though he had his hands up, the officer easily could have thought it was a threat. It's a systemic problem, because the officers behaving and reacting the same way the establishment is training us to react, who are, not used to being around firearms, seeing a firearm, hearing about firearms. So just like in before, when you've discussed someone who was in your office or in an interview, saw your firearm on your desk, they freaked out. Maybe it was like a ABC news reporter or whatever it was. They freak out because they've been indoctrinated. They've been brainwashed into flipping out whenever they even see a gun, much less. So the officer is been brainwashed the exact same way. But that's not
It was BBC in one case, and there was a drawer. It's an instant access pistol safe, but it was open, and there was a .357 there, and she just saw the butt of it, and literally with and got up and said, "Is that a gun?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is. We're not sitting ducks here in this office." And you're not scared when you see cops with guns, are you? And she's like, but and she was just so scared. And I had a similar case when a newspaper editor, a major newspaper editor, who was college friends with my dad, he and his wife were visiting one time when I was in college, and I left my guns at my parents' house, so I was getting to my dad's gun safe to go to the shooting range, and I was going to go hog hunting after that, and I was walking through their living room from their bedroom, from the closet, from the gun safe, with a deer rifle and a case with a handgun in it, and he saw it and went, oh, and was, David, he's got a gun. And I was walking through the house and said, yeah, I'm going shooting. Well, why do you have a gun? It's scary. And I said, here's the gun. He's like, no, get it out of here. No, no. And it's just an irrational fear. So great points. I appreciate your call, Rick. Imagine if those police officers would have both been white. You would have the usual suspects on television, on MSNBC and CNN, saying they executed him because he was black. No, the truth is, they killed him because they had a panic attack. They were hysterical. The black cop was hysterical. And the other shootings I see where white cops shoot black folks, they're hysterical. They're scared. This guy had his hands up and got killed. Brown was charging him and had already attacked him. And somebody's charging and attacking me? I'm 41 years old. I can still fight good, but I got injuries and things. I don't feel young as I used to. Let me tell you, somebody's charging me and has already attacked me, I'm going to pull a gun and shoot them. I don't care if they're black or white. You're not going to ram my head in the concrete. I'm just going to kill you.
Because I got kids I got to come home to. I got a responsibility to try to stay alive. So I get that. But at the same time, you can't have just Yosemite Sam shoot everything up and the public perceive the police as dangerous stormtroopers. Stay there. More calls coming up. Ann Lionel's going to join us. We'll be right back on LSJ.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's today, worship will be gone.
The new boss, folks. Jim's the old boss. The Republicans have voted unanimously, except for one person, almost unanimously, that climate change is real to get their Keystone Pipeline vote to move forward in the Senate. The House Republicans dropped controversial abortion bill ahead of Roe v. Wade anniversary. They passed the same bill, Fox News reports, last year, knowing the Senate would kill it. But now the Senate would be exposed as Republican-controlled, and would have to vote it down, so the House protected them and didn't pass it. Walter Jones had just voted on it when he was on with us yesterday and thought it would pass. It didn't. He voted, ran in, called us, and he thought it would pass, and it didn't. How incredibly shameful. So they're going to keep killing babies that are 8, 9 months old and could live. They haven't told women that there are charities that will pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars to carry that baby to term. And the answer is nobody wants minority babies. That's the racist response of the left who started abortion in this country to get rid of minorities. That's not true. No, people want the minority babies. Then they have leftist groups that battle so whites can't adopt black or Hispanic babies. They'd rather have them all dead. Like they've got a movie coming out about, you know, a black family not wanting a white guy to adopt the granddaughter. Kevin Costner, I saw the trailer for it online. I forget the name of it. I mean, okay, fine, just kill the black babies then. Don't let the devil white people raise them. My God, they might not be raised to hate white people. Sure, just kill them. Kill a black baby. Kill a black baby, to quote Khalid Muhammad, before it is with those white devils. And we kill the white women. And why do we kill the white women? Because the white woman is the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months, she lays down her back and military reinforcements roll out. You know why I'm doing black preacher so good? Because you listen to the cadence, how I talk. It's just Southern. That's what a white preacher sounds like too, folks. Southern Baptist. That's really what I sound like. I want to get right down to it. Fire and brimstone. If we don't abort every black baby, the racist whites are going to get them. And then what are we going to do? Man, I enjoy talking. I want to go to a black church. I want to hear some good preaching.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I do Marvin the Martian imitations. I do it all. People probably call that racist. It's not. Even though I don't like what Khalid Muhammad used to say, he's dead now, I did enjoy listening to his speeches. It's really hard to not listen to it. It's just very, very nice, the way it sounds. Much better than Martin Luther King, who had a great voice as well. I have a dream. We ought to get the Martin Luther King speech and have me read it out. Al Sharpton will probably get upset by it because it says, all men are created equal and shouldn't be judged by what color they are. We are joined by a former prosecutor and former defense attorney and a syndicated radio host, a TV, you name it, Lionel Media. He's just popping in for the next 20 minutes or so. Then we'll go to Howard and everybody else, Riley and David and Josh, everybody that's patiently holding Lynn in Tennessee, and Larry and others. We're going to go to Lionel here in a moment to get his take on a whole bunch of issues. Briefly, this is the month of the big discounts. We're giving you roughly half off on PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news. Each membership, 20 people can use, so it comes out to 12 cents a month per person, $2.50 a month for the monthly membership. $2.50 a month for the membership when you sign up for a year, and 20 people can use it. That's 12 cents a day. I mean, come on. That just pays for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv takes a minute to sign up. If you are a member, go ahead and share that membership with friends and family. Expanding on that, we're offering free shipping on top of 10% off all the G2 and ProPure stainless steel systems that annihilate the competition in side-by-side comparisons. We have the lowest price anywhere with 10% off promo code WATER. You add free shipping, you cannot beat it. There's only about 8 days, 9 days left of that. PrisonPlanet.tv, only 8, 9 days left of getting a yearly membership and getting basically half off. And finally, you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, where you find the ProPure G2 filters and other great systems, like Clearly Filtered discounted. You can go there and get the entire line of super high-quality My Patriot Supply with the highest-level discounts. And when you buy the My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com, it's drop-shipped within 24 hours from their facility. Don't have to wait for your food. It's in great tote containers that people pay a lot of money for. So just for these containers, it lasts more than 25 years. They've got organic lines. They've got stuff for vegans. It's all there. The full spectrum at the highest level discount, InfoWarsStore.com, or call, and we can answer all your questions as well. Invest in your food security. Get the best price, high-quality food, and support the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we are self-funded, unlike MSNBC that got billions in stimulus money, or NPR that gets $400-plus million a year money to spew anti-gun, anti-family, pro-abortion garbage, and to deceive people. fact, I heard it. I listened to NPR this morning and knew it was going to happen. They were on there going, well, even Republicans, all but one voted, saying climate change is a real threat and causing a problem and that we need to have carbon taxes, basically. They didn't say that. They had a rider to get the pipeline bill moved forward, to get it out of committee. They had to vote. We got Mark Moreno joining us at the bottom of the next hour. After we take more calls, the Climate Depot, they'll be popping in to break this down. And so Inhofe said, look, it's a fraud. It's a hoax amendment. It says, is climate change real? Of course it's always changing. So we voted to get the bill going forward because it's true. They wrote it as a scam. Of course climate change happens. It's just not man-made. Or it's not a big deal. So, but sure enough, they're spinning it. Well, Republicans admit it's all real, deceiving their idiot audiences who love to be deceived. This radio broadcast, this TV transmission, this simulcast is not about staying on our one little reservation, liberal or conservative, and then only looking at information that validates what we're saying. That's what control left and control right do. We're full spectrum analysis going after the real agenda. And carbon taxes is a wealth redistribution system to the elite and to shut down their competition. Let's go to Lionel now of Lionel Media. He joins us. Lionel, there's so much to get to today in the limited time we have with you. LionelMedia.com. But I wanted to get your take as a media analyst on all these propaganda films like Selma, and propaganda films like American Sniper. And now, I knew Chris Call. I talked to him on and off air. I've debated him. I don't think he was a bad guy. I think he got sucked into something really scary, got told to go along with propaganda, and then got killed to cover it up. I don't know your take on it, but I know that you were happy to come on and talk about it. Then we'll hit a few other issues. If you want to stay with us a little bit in the next hour or two, we'll go to these calls with Howard and others that are holding. But where do you want to go first, Lionel?
Well, a couple of things, too. You know, Alex, the notion of propaganda, the term has a pejorative slant to it. It's been around since the 17th century. It was Pope Gregory from the Vatican. Propaganda from the verb or the gerund propagation, to propagate a particular idea.
To put something out is propaganda.
Right, exactly. Now, in our country, from the days of Frank Capra and Why We Fight, to Leni Riefenstahl, which is, of course, during the Hitler times, this is Triumph of the Will, Bernays and others. Our efforts in battle, in geopolitics, have always been punctuated with the media through the Signal Corps, through Frank Capra, probably the greatest proponent. So propaganda, I want to demystify that. That's number one. Number two, Alex, anybody who wears the uniform for this country, we should owe nothing but respect and admiration for. That being said, there is a meme that is being said constantly that Chris Kyle protects my freedom of speech, that somebody in Fallujah or Kandahar or somebody in the Helmand province, some insurgent, is going to march into Cleveland and shut down radio stations, that every effort that the United States government involves itself in involves protecting my constitutional freedoms. Now, while I respect the military, that meme, that connection is so dangerous in ensuring that the American public rubber stamp every future military activity, because the propaganda that's being propounded is that they are there to protect us. And when you start thinking that, when you rubber stamp every single military adventure, every adventure or example of colonialism or imperialism, whatever it is, you're actually ensuring that more Americans will ultimately be killed. Now, what this was one of the greatest examples of propaganda ever. American Sniper. And by the way, if you're as fascinated as I am, have you ever heard, Alex, the history of Carlos Hathcock, the great Marine sniper?
They're talking about World War II in Korea.
Well, this is also Vietnam. Carlos Hathcock gave the notion of the sniper. You know, Michael Moore, and by the way, look, I don't want to play conspiracy, God forbid, but if Michael Moore is not a government agent, or as we say in professional wrestling, the heel, to come in to stir up this pro-military argument, because Michael Moore is the heel. He's the dupe that you always turn to if the argument is not going your way, bring in Michael Moore, and he will galvanize people.
He will give left cover to it. He will be a foil to say something stupid to legitimize the other side that's getting torn up really bad.
Precisely. Precisely. Now, look at what happened. Look at the last time we had a football game. The football and this wonderful transmutation of propaganda and the military and the flag and patriotism and the Star Spangled Banner and flyovers and uniforms and color guards for a sporting event. I don't know if any other international sporting team does it. I'm not that familiar with soccer and football around the world, but it's perfect. And one of the things we have to
understand... Well, the only place you see it was in Soviet or Nazi regimes. It's clearly totalitarian. And again, this is the globalist putting the military on death panels, letting an IBM robot called Thomas decide who doesn't get treatment. The government's preparing for war with the vets, but while saying we love them, they mean the glory of the archetypal warrior is projected on the state. So the corrupt occupational state is projecting the glory of the male soldier, which is under attack everywhere. The image of the male is under attack. Clint Eastwood or people like... John Wayne, God, Guts, and Guns is under attack, but you're allowed to have it when it's the military only promoting some globalist agenda. So exactly, we care about the military, but we realize it's a propaganda situation when every time they score in basketball or football, they cut to the military Pavlovianly like, oh, you know, you just felt good because of the military. This is like training a chicken to tap the lever to get a little grain of wheat or something. This is classical brainwashing, and that's what the film American Sniper was, because Chris Kyle had to admit a bunch of his book was bull, and I saw the movie. It's like he's Jesus or something, and it's just not true.
And Alex, in order for you, again, because I of course, tweet, you know, at Lionel Media, and people say, you don't understand something. You can't say anything to desecrate this man's legacy. Nobody is. But let me explain something also, Alex. This goes to show you, and we talk about this all the time. I've got friends, you've got friends, and when you bring something up, what you just said, the classic pairing, the Freudian, this patellar connection of memes and archetypal visions and imagery, they're going to say, oh, God, there goes Alex Jones again with his conspiracy theories. But look at what my friends in sports are. As I discuss this, I'll say, hey, did you hear about Deflategate? About what? Did you hear about Belichick's soft balls? I didn't know what he was talking about. Said, what about it? Yeah, you see, there's this thing, Alex, where they believe that he deliberately deflated the balls of the game. I said, and it's an inside job. I said, wait.
I thought there was only one way to deflate the balls.
Well, I thought it was another medical condition we got to worry about. So anyway, I'm looking at these people that I know, and there is no aspect to the intricacy of this conspiracy theory, the temperature, the weather. They don't mind conspiracy theories. This is bread and circuses.
Exactly. And if anybody that goes and takes a PhD-level marketing class, or if anybody was ever in these big corporate meetings, and I've been in some of them, all they talk about is archetypes and manipulation and subliminals. Right. That's been going on since the 40s in radio. The public just doesn't know these sciences are being used.
Alex, you may not be old enough to recall this, but I was just a youngin. But I remember my parents took me to see Green Berets with John Wayne. That was one of the greatest propaganda films ever.
Oh, I know. I've watched it now, and it's just sickeningly obvious. And it doesn't mean you're against the Green Berets or John Wayne. I love John Wayne and the Green Berets. But I know Green Berets people. This is just wonderful men, patriots always that I've known.
Right.
The issue is that it is sickening propaganda.
And Alex, when you again create this, you talk about this archetypal connectivity and the notion of these memes. Whenever you say that you must, whenever an American soldier, a Marine, or whatever is involved, you must snap to attention and rubber stamp their activity. You know, let me explain something, Alex. Chris Kyle, again, anybody who, and I can't believe I have to even stop with these prefatory statements about, I'm sorry he died, he didn't deserve, in fact, he died here, not even on the battlefield, but that's another story. The people, Alex, that are after my freedom of speech, the people that are after my ability to exercise my constitutional rights has never been an insurgent in Fallujah or the Helmand province, but my government. People who want to pass CISPA and SOPA, people who want to pass cybersecurity laws, people who put me in a panopticon, real world.
Legislatures like Illinois saying don't film the police in public. Absolutely. And here's the deal. They're just taking the troops, getting us to love them, which is easy to do. Archetypally, that's what we're meant to do, you know, at a genetic level. Support the men going out to defend you. God, if you won't do that, you're dead. But our government's been seized. They're using them. It's our military saying no to arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So the military themselves did the right thing, but the brass above them work for these globalists that are still doing it. So then they say, oh, be patriotic. Don't say our government's behind ISIS. Don't blame our military. Whenever I would question 9/11, Lionel, they would say, why do you think the firemen blew it up? And I go, I didn't say the firemen blew it up. There was a countdown. They blew up Building 7. I don't know who did it. Certainly not the fire department. So see, they play that game like you're criticizing government. You don't like firefighters.
Well, you know, Alex, what they also do is they'll say, well, what about this or what about that? Or if you question somebody, you say, well, where did all those people go? I tell people, it's your story, tell me. Now, here's the thing that's very interesting. Throughout our history, again, because remember, you know, Tolstoy said history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. What we call history today, if I told somebody, I said, who was the person who was responsible for alerting the Patriots that the British were coming? I guarantee you 1,000 people would say Paul Revere.
And it wasn't. Tell us who it was when we come back. He just relayed the message. Stay there.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simple, the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit ancientdefense.com or call 888-253-3139, ancientdefense.com.
Beyond the soldiers, beyond the soldiers of swing. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. Lionel of LionelMedia.com is our guest with us a little bit in the next hour. We're going right to Howard, Riley, Josh, David, Larry, and others right away. Larry listening on WNFZ 94.3 in Tennessee, and many others. Stay right there. This is so frustrating because to get into history is a complex issue, but it's also simple at the same time. Read a wide spectrum of history, and then you'll get both sides, or all the different sides. But what I found is when you read 300, 400, 500-page mainline history books, like Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, or Order of the Death's Head, or the Declassified British Report on Hitler, it's actually in there that the British funded Hitler. It's actually in there that all this stuff went on. It's just not in pop history. Pop history that you see being pushed by the system is what's really twisted. So often, historians are so arrogant, they don't even want to be censored. They want to actually put in there both sides of what happened, but that never gets picked up by the public because they don't read. Lionel, get into your story about Paul Revere.
Very quickly, if you ask people what they think or who was the person responsible for alerting the Patriots, they would say Paul Revere. Nobody would ever say Israel Bissell, because Paul Revere was the creation of Longfellow. Now, even then, now when you go back to the myth and the memes of the military, I've got two examples of two names, Jessica Lynch and Pat Tillman. Now, Pat Tillman was doing absolutely great. It was $1 billion worth of advertising for the military. Here's a guy who was making millions of dollars in the NFL who leaves to join his brother to fight for the noble cause. Alex, you can't beat that. We had that in World War II with Jimmy Stewart and Clark Gable and others, but this was the real McCoy. He gets to Afghanistan, he gets wherever, he becomes a ranger, he becomes a top-notch soldier, and he writes back and he says, the war is a lie. Lo and behold, accidentally, he's dispatched. Then you have Jessica Lynch, another one. You cook with Jerry Bruckheimer, actually writing out the script for this. And what's amazing also is that even then, Alex, you and I and a lot of people said, wait a minute, this story doesn't ring true. It doesn't matter. Because, like they say from the man who shot Liberty Valance, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. We're not going to go back and destroy this meme, this idea. Jessica Lynch was a fraud. She even said so. And the people around her who happened to say, well, that may not have happened, they're dispatched as well. So what I don't understand is simply this. You know, Alex, there are people who have a worldview, and they don't want to have that worldview affected. The other night during the State of the Union, when Obama was out there speaking, I went and I took actual excerpts from George W. Bush's past State of the Union addresses. And on Facebook, I would quote them. And Obama folks said, that's brilliant. That's why we love this man. And I said, go ahead and Google that. And they said, oh, this is a skins and shirts world. This is Mets and Yankees. This has nothing to do about facts and realities. There is a meme right now. There is the idea of the military. And it is almost talismanic. And if you want to believe in the United States, which I think all of us do, at least the fundamentals of it, you must never question anybody who is presented to you as a hero. Because if you question either the veracity of the claim or what happened or the cause, somehow you're denigrating a man's history. And what I also say again, as long as we rubber stamp every single military action, support them, absolutely. But when we say that all wars are valid, all centurions are
we've
valid.
Now turned into a total third world cesspit once we do that. And just putting a cherry on top of this, what was Private Lynch about? It was about getting women in the military and saying they fought better than men. It was also a giant fraud in social engineering. Pat Tillman was exposing government drug dealing. They killed him. It came out. And it's the same thing with Kyle. I'm sure of it. The story was unraveling. Ventura was suing him. They killed Kyle, folks. They murdered him. The very people that are now using him.
Thank you.
He's
for
a dead hero.
TCN.
Is even better.
Visit
they killed him.
TCN Live.
To make him a hero at the end of the movie.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA
Gateway Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.